You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
So as we examine some hadiths about the fire of hell, there is one question that many people ask. There are people who do not die as believers. They die as kuffar, rejecting the existence of God, or ascribing partners to Allah. They may be idol worshippers, they may be atheists. And they honestly had the opportunity to see the truth, but they rejected the truth. They did not die with faith. They saw signs that invited them to believe in the existence of God, but they rejected. So they don't have any excuse in rejecting the haq and the truth. If someone has an excuse, they never really have had an opportunity to see it. We've examined before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give them another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may retest them on the Day of Judgment, or He may altogether forgive them. But if someone rejected the truth without any excuse, of course, Allah reserves the right to forgive whomever He wishes. But such a person is not entitled to heaven, and such a person is destined to hell. But you could argue this person was good in their lives, meaning their actions were good. Their deeds were good. They helped humanity. They were charitable. They even served believers. Or they were known to establish justice to an extent. What happens to them? There is one hadith from Al-Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam in which he states that among the Bani Israel, there was a mu'min man and he had a kafir neighbor. So this man from Bani Israel, he was on the right path. He had a neighbor who was not a believer. But his neighbor was good to him. He was gentle with him. He used to show him kindness. He used to help him. So when that kafir neighbor died, remember, he was not excused in rejecting the truth. He had to accept the truth, but he rejected it. So the Imam alayhi salam states, when that kafir died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built for him a house in the fire of hell made from clay. But Allah put something in that clay to protect him from the heat of hell. And the rizq, the sustenance of God, would somehow find its way to his house. So the kafir is in hell. He's not entitled to go to heaven because he deliberately rejected the truth without any excuse. But because he did good to his neighbor, he's in hell, but he doesn't get burned. He doesn't feel the heat of the fire. And he receives his rizq, meaning his food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds him. It will be said to him in hell, do you know why you are receiving this sustenance? It's because you had a believing neighbor and you did good to your neighbor. See, even people who are on the wrong path and they insist on the wrong path in terms of the belief system, if they did good in dunya, Allah is so merciful, He still will give them something out of it. Because they're not entitled to go to heaven, Allah will not let them burn in hell. And that in itself is a great blessing, because imagine this person, he sees everyone in hell burning every second. And we've examined the severe punishment. He's protected from all of that. And he gets a special type of sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how Allah will compensate or pay back some of these unbelievers. Another example is a hadith in the book of Kafi. The hadith states that there was a mu'min in the kingdom of a kafir. That kafir or that arrogant person persecuted the mu'min, so he had to flee to Dar al-Shirk, to the land of shirk, polytheism. There was a man in that land of shirk, and he was also a mushrik. He was an idol worshipper. He did not believe in God, the one God. He did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this mu'min fled to his place. He gave him a refuge. He told him, come, you're fleeing that tyrant. Come to my house. I will serve you. Be my guest. See, he did a good deed. One day in his life, he did a good deed. Allah appreciated that. The hadith states, at the moment of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. He told him, I swear by my glory, if it was possible for me to take you to heaven, I would have. But because you died as a mushrik deliberately, without any excuse, you're not qualified to go to a pure place like heaven. You don't have the capacity. Your soul doesn't have the capacity to go to heaven. Or if you go to heaven, you'll contaminate heaven. And that will bother the people of heaven. I can't do that. However, I will tell the fire not to hurt you. And in the morning and in the afternoon, Allah will send you your rizq and sustenance in the fire of hell. So twice a day, you'll be given that sustenance. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate them for their good deeds. Some people ask me, Sayyid, is it possible that ex-inventor who helped humanity so much, he's going to go and burn in hell? Even if he was an atheist. The response is, if he deliberately rejected the truth, he's not entitled to heaven. But his good humanitarian deeds will help him be protected from hell or from punishment. So he won't be punished, but he still is not eligible to go to heaven. Of course, that's if he deliberately rejected the truth. If he never really had the opportunity to see the truth, no. Allah may either forgive or he may retest it. So these are some narrations about the unbelievers. Yes. We've examined what that is before. We don't exactly know what the nature of the retest is. One hadith simplifies it this way, that Allah will create a fire on the day of judgment. And he will ask those disbelievers, do you now doubt that I'm your Lord? No, of course, now we've seen the signs. Don't you have to obey me? Yes. Okay, I'm your Lord telling you, go in that fire. Some will. Well, he's my Lord, he's telling me to go in. When they go into the fire, they don't get burned, by the way. It's a test. They'll be saved. And then some will reject, no, I'm not doing anything like that. They will fail. Some scholars have said, don't take this literally, this example. Maybe it's symbolic. It's just a test that Allah will give them on the day of judgment.
Maybe every test for the specific person.
Or different people, depending on their capacity and capabilities and backgrounds, they may have a different test. So yes, there are some people, according to our hadiths, who might be retested on the day of judgment.
Then when you say a house and hell, I was imagining like when it's a very, very hot day, and you like walk in your house and it's AC.
It's cool, exactly.
That's what I was imagining.
And you can see, imagine if there's glass windows, you can see flames around you, but you're sitting in a nice, cool place. Mm-hmm. See, those good deeds help them in the end. It's much better to be in that than to burn.
Even if he didn't pray.
Yeah, even if he didn't pray. We're assuming the person's an atheist or mushrik or kafir. Yeah, definitely.
So the true believer in day of judgment, they don't go through any of these tests because they already know that the belief, right?
Those who believe in the day of judgment?
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier when we had the conversation, or if it happened in a flesh.
Yes, those who believed in God. They believe in the Quran, they believe in the prophets, they believe in the day of judgment. Their belief system is good. Yes, they may have some sins in life. No one's infallible other than the infallibles. These people will be forgiven, and on the day of judgment, they will quickly pass through these checkpoints, depending on how strong their faith was, and they will go to heaven. Yes, it will be very simple for them. There's one interesting hadith. Yes.
My question is, this good action is because they did it to the good people, woman, or just to anybody? Because in both hadiths that you said,
in both of these hadiths, the example is helping a mu'min, yes. Because a mu'min has value in the eyes of Allah, has karama in the eyes of Allah, to honor that mu'min, Allah forgives those disbelievers by not punishing them. However, a lot of our scholars have said we don't limit it to helping a mu'min. Yeah, helping the mu'min has the greatest reward. But if they helped people for the sake of humanity, right? They helped innocent people, suffering people, or someone was being oppressed, they saved them from oppression, even if that person was not a mu'min. But remember, we're not talking about the enemies of God. There are some disbelievers, they're enemies of God. No, we're not talking about them. We're talking about average people who are not on the right path, but they're not enemies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, helping them also brings mercy to the person. In fact, our hadith states helping animals. If you feed an animal that's about to suffer, you know, from severe thirst or hunger, giving animals shelter, that also will earn a reward for the mu'min. But for the kafir, because they don't have a heaven, it will reduce from their punishment. So I would not say that it's limited to helping a mu'min, even though helping the mu'min has the greatest effect. There's one interesting hadith from Al-Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which the Imam alayhi salam states, Allah created the souls before the bodies by 2,000 years. And years here means stages. Then Allah made the most honorable of the souls and the highest of the souls of Muhammad wa Ali wa Fatima wa al-Hasan wa al-Husayn wa al-A'imma, the infallible Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And then the hadith talks about the creation of Adam and Hawa. Allah shows Adam and Hawa the place that Ahlul Bayt will have in heaven. Allah showed him that from your progeny, the Ahlul Bayt will come, and here's their place in heaven. Then after that, Qala, Adam and Hawa stated, O Allah, show us the place of the ones who will oppress Muhammad wa Ali wa Fatima wa al-Hasan wa al-Husayn and the Imams. Their zalimeen, their oppressors, show us where will they go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands hell, it will come forth, it will expose itself, showing Adam and Eve many different types and colors of punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam and Hawa, you see the scary scene, all these types of punishments, this is for the one who will oppress the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. So Adam and Hawa, they saw the place of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it to them thousands of years ago.